You're listening to SBS News.
In cricket, Australia takes on India in the opening one-day international on Saturday evening in Hyderabad. The tourists will go into the series on a high after beating India 2-0 in the T20 series. Five matches in all will be played in the series, and it will be a tough test for Australia ahead of the World Cup in England and Wales later this year. One positive for the tourists is that 9 out of the 15-man squad played regularly in the Big Bash League, which means they'll be battle-hardened for white ball cricket.
It's a great opportunity for us to keep, I suppose, nailing down that pattern that we want to play and the style that we want to play leading into the World Cup. We've still got 10 internationals plus 5 other practice warm-up games before that first World Cup game. So there's still a fair bit of cricket to go. And as long as we keep tracking in the right direction and give India a really good fight and win this series, it'll be what it's all about.
Australia's women's team, meanwhile, takes on New Zealand in Melbourne in what appears on paper to be a dead rubber. Australia has already wrapped up the Rose Bowl trophy, having won the first two matches. But according to Alyssa Healy, with the Ashes series coming up in July, the match against the White Ferns is still important.
The Ashes is obviously a big series for us, and you know, the players that we've got in this squad could potentially change for that, even though there's not a lot of cricket before then. So from an individual point of view, there's a lot of players that will go out hopefully taking some confidence into that series or hopefully putting their hand up for selection, so it is important.
St George, Illawarra and South Sydney will contest the traditional pre-season Charity Shield game, which is being held in the New South Wales regional town of Mudgee. The lead-up to the match has been totally overshadowed by the Jack DeBellin story. The Dragons forward is to face court over an aggravated sexual assault charge, and the National Rugby League ruled on Thursday that the player will only be allowed to train with the club. But until his court case is decided, he won't be allowed to play. His case has been adjourned until April the 17th. In the National Basketball League on Saturday, the Brisbane Bullets played the Perth Wildcats, while on Sunday, the Sydney Kings welcomed the reigning champion Melbourne United. Sydney captain Kevin Lish knows his side will have to be at its best if it's to stop Melbourne. He says they are without doubt one of the toughest teams to beat in the league.
They're dynamic, and you know, with Ware and Golding and McCarron, and those guys can really light it up. Barlow's been shooting well from three, and Boone cleans up everything. So I think I just named all their players about. So they can beat you in so many different ways. They're well coached, but you know, what better way than to play the defending champs?
There's a blockbuster North London derby in the English Premier League this weekend between rivals Tottenham and Arsenal. Spurs suffered a big setback against another London rival, Chelsea, during the week. It left Tottenham 9 points behind league leader Liverpool. Arsenal can close the gap between it and third-place Spurs to just 1 point with a win at Wembley. Tottenham coach Maurizio Pochettino says it's an important period.
We have Arsenal Saturday and then Tuesday Dortmund, and in a good period, of course, it's going to be good when you win. When you lose, it's so important to be calm, to try to assess the thing and try to help the player, and of course be sure that we are going to compete in this game.
And SBS viewers will be able to see if Pochettino can rally his side's sagging fortunes at Wembley against Arsenal. Coverage of that match begins at 11 p.m. on Saturday. In the A-League, Sydney FC kicks off round 21, sitting in second place, a distant 8 points behind leaders Perth Glory. The Sky Blues take on Adelaide United on Friday evening. Perth plays Melbourne City on Sunday. And finally in sport, racehorse Winx is eyeing another record this weekend. If she's first past the post in the Chipping Norton Stakes at Randwick, it would set a new world record for Group 1 wins. Trainer Chris Waller knows what it's like for Winx's rivals such as Happy Clapper trying to stop her. He says he tried several times to try and stop another legendary horse, Black Caviar.
Yeah, I've been in races running against the horses like Black Caviar, and it's almost a privilege to be up against those types of champions, and I guess they feel the same with Winx. And yeah, Happy Clapper's a great horse, and I'm pleased he's in the race because it's going to give the race a bit of competitiveness.
If Winx wins, she'll stand alone as the winner of 23 Group 1 races. One more than retired champion British jumper Hurricane Fly. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.